You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Paris Saint-Germain against Man City. Two enhanced odds on this game at the moment as we record this. Angel Di Maria to score in a PSG win is 3-1 from 11-5, and Kevin De Bruyne to score in a Man City win is 14-1, having been 10-1. Man City are a big price here, Dave, at 4-1. That might tempt a few people, but going to the Parc des Princes is not an easy task, is it?
It's not. It's tough. And I think defensively they're going to struggle as well, Manchester City, without Vincent Kompany, who's still out for another month, without Joe Hart as well. I know Joe Hart has received criticism this season, but Willy Caballero is not an able deputy, in my opinion. I think Joe Hart is a definite upgrade on him. And you look at PSG's record this season, they have won the Liga at an absolute canter. Yeah. 25 points clear in Liga, and they return the championship with 8 games to spare. Ibrahimovic is scoring bundle loads at the moment. He got his first home hat-trick of the season when they beat Nice 4-1 at the weekend. Prior to that, he'd scored 4 goals in a game as well. That was against Troyes back on the 13th of March, where they won 9-0. A bit of a joke league, really, isn't it, the French league, in all honesty?
Well, there was a stage, wasn't there, where Monaco were actually closer to the relegation places in terms of points than they were to PSG.
Yeah.
Which is phenomenal.
It is ridiculous, really. The only blip PSG have had recently was losing to Monaco.
Yeah.
Lost 2-0 at home, which was a surprise. But I suppose it's difficult to get motivated when you are that far clear in the league. The only thing that they've really... maybe not even got one eye on, but is breaking the record, record of winning margin in Liga, which is 17 points. So they've got that to aim for, the 25 points clear at the moment. Ibrahimovic is the man to watch, isn't he? He's having a sensational season. Rumour has it he will move on in the summer. Mm-hmm. He's getting a bit long in the tooth now, so maybe one last big payday for Ibrahimovic. He's 10-11 to score any time, and 4-1 to get 2 or more. And they looked good, didn't they, in coming through against Chelsea as well in the previous round. Won 2-1 at home and 2-1 away from home as well. I think City can score. Do think City can score. We saw them bounce back at the weekend against Bournemouth, winning 4-0. And I think Kevin De Bruyne's inclusion in that team is a major positive for Manchester City. He's 19-5 to get on the score sheet, which isn't a bad price. He's technically... superb, isn't it? I saw his two volleys, one that went in, one that was saved at the weekend, analysed on Match of the Day, and just got the perfect technique, Kevin De Bruyne. And I think his comeback has given Manchester City a renewed impetus, and they'll look to take that into Paris on Wednesday night. I like Paris Saint-Germain to win and both teams to score. 13-5 in the betting there. And if we get any more headline offers, look at something pro... Ibrahimovic. I think that's probably a good way in. A pro Zlatan Ibrahimovic bet, and PSG to win and both teams to score look to be my bets.
Their record, by the way, at home in the Champions League is ridiculous. Only Barcelona have beaten them since 2004 at home.
Yeah.
There is a big gap there between 2004 and 2012, I think it was. They didn't play in the Champions League, but still, since they returned to Europe's elite, if you like, they've only lost once at home in the Champions League, and that was to Barca.
Yeah, and I mean, they've won 3 of 4 this season, and the only time they dropped points was against Real Madrid at home. The Real Madrid side, obviously, a completely different proposition to the one that they're going to face on Wednesday night in Manchester City. Yeah, I think Paris... Do you think Paris Saint-Germain win?
I think they win, yeah.
Yeah, I do as well.
I couldn't trust City at the moment either. Fair enough, they won 4-0 at the weekend, but before that, there was 3 or 4 real abject performances.
I think the announcement of Pep Guardiola coming into the club and Manuel Pellegrini leaving at the end of the season definitely had a detrimental effect on the side. Whether or not they've recovered from that now and will look to kick on in the Champions League, which is what the owners want, isn't it? They want Champions League success, remains to be seen. But yeah, I like PSG to win and both teams to score in the game.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.